Construction was completed in 1908 at a cost of $50,000. At that time, the average miner earned 25 cents per hour. The mansion contains 13,000 square feet within its 4 floors and 45 rooms, 8 of which are in the basement. The average miner's home in 1908 was only around 800 square feet in size. It is the largest mansion in the Western UP. The mansion was wired for electrical lights in 1908 and still retains the original push-button switches. Heat was supplied by a hot water boiler that fed the radiators. This system is still in use today. Each room had its own pneumatic thermostat that controlled the mushroom-shaped valve on each radiator. Thermometers were not common in 1908, so there are marks for freezing, temperate, summer heat, and blood heat. Thomas Hoatson died on February 2, 1929, at the age of 68, in Phoenix, Arizona. He had suffered for years from heart and lung problems and was spending most of his winters at their home in Phoenix. Cornelia died on May 20, 1947, at the age of 83 in Laurium. She had been suffering from dementia and had been living with her daughter Gussie in Laurium. For most of the 1940s, the manor was taken care of, but nobody lived here. In 1949, Maynard and Jane Hurlburt purchased it from the Hoatson estate for $10,000. They owned it until 1979. From 1979 to 1989, there were 6 different owners. During this period, some of the owners were antique dealers that stripped the home of its original fixtures and stained glass windows.